Hello, everyone. The Carolina Outdoors continues here. We're the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's. And I don't know about everyone out there, but something that I struggle with are resolutions. In fact, I don't make resolutions, but it's a hot topic for many people, and many people are looking for improving themselves or a relationship or maybe both, an improvement of themselves and their relationships. And oftentimes people do it in different ways, but one of the most frequently talked about resolution is the promise of exercise. And we're going to find out a little bit how we can start maybe an exercise program and have a continued success throughout 2019 so that we can not just get in shape, but that we can also feel good and be good. And maybe that can lead us into the outdoors and then some. So Bill Bartee here on the Carolina Outdoors. Sitting beside me is Mr. Christopher Lyne. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome back. Yes, and Bill, I think you should resolve to make some resolutions this year.
Well, we can talk a little bit about that later. TJ Boggs is sitting on the other side. Listen, we did this last year. We need to do this more often, but we've got a qualified individual and group coach that helps people exercise, if you will, and we're going to bring her on. Her name is Sarah Pay. She's with Kinetic Heights, and she is in between classes right now. So let's sneak over there and find out how that we can get started in exercise and maybe keep this resolution that we've promised ourselves. Sarah, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you. How are you this morning?
We are wonderful. We are doing wonderful, except we have this little thing in the dark corner of our head that we need to be better in 2019. And one of the most frequently promised things is that we're going to exercise more. We're going to get in shape. We're going to be healthy, that sort of thing. So, Sarah, you coach people through the exercise process. Are these resolutions real? What do your classes at Kinetic Heights look like in January and maybe early February? Are they full?
They absolutely are. And, you know, January and September are the two biggest times of the year where people do make resolutions and make decisions to better themselves, to find better routines, to hopefully set good rituals in place. And typically we do see people start to fall off the end of January, even the middle of February. But what we encourage people to do is instead of setting resolutions, we encourage them to set intentions and then to find people to commit to. Sometimes it's easier to commit to a human being than it is to a program or to a regimen. This January, in fact, at Kinetic Heights, Kinetic Heights is a challenge center. It's the only challenge center here in Charlotte. We have an indoor ninja course, a high ropes course. We also have group fitness classes and youth classes, but what I'm primarily focused on are group classes for adults. K-Sweat, which is a circuit training class, and K-Flow, which is a yoga class. Not power flow, but we do a lot of deep stretch, a lot of mobility. And I focus on encouraging people to commit to a friend or a group of friends. Many times, if you find a specific time of day that works for you and you are able to meet up with people, it's a lot easier when you know that someone is there. Even if it's a trainer or a teacher who is expecting you, you're so much more likely to stay committed to that program if there is a person connected to it.
Aha, so you're talking about an accountability partner.
Absolutely, yes.
So we don't promise ourselves, we promise our friend or relative, or maybe it's Sarah Pay. I guess once we pay you and tell you that we're coming to the class, we are kind of expected, and you can be our accountability partner.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, it can be a friend, it can be your spouse, it can be someone that you work with. You know, maybe it's just 30 minutes three times a week where you go out and you take a walk. Maybe you run the stairs in your building. So many different ways that you can find healthy movement.
We're talking resolutions and how to keep them and exercise with Sarah Pay over from Kinetic Heights. And Sarah, you said something there. I get January, the class is filling up and people being gung-ho and I'm going to get in shape, I'm going to exercise, and I'm going to keep on doing this. And then it wanes come February or March. Valentine's Day comes in and we pig out on chocolate and we're like, you know what, I'm over all that. But you mentioned September. What is it about September? Is that just the next season? School has started and we're after vacation season and a different rhythm. What is it about September that makes it similar to January?
Right. It is. It's the start of school, the new semester, the end of summer. People usually stop traveling around that time, and it's so much easier to find routine when you're in a regular schedule with work, with school, with kids, with whatever it is that you have going on. When there's a lot of fluctuation in your day-to-day, it's so much harder to find the rhythm with your exercise and your healthy movement, and even with your nutrition. I do find that when you seek the things that work best for you, whether it's walking or running or cycling or yoga or lifting weights, just finding the thing that you love, maybe it's swimming, then those are the things that you're more inclined to do. But that rhythm and that ritual of just getting up and making it happen, I got to be honest too, morning exercisers are 5 times more likely to stick with a resolution through the end of the year than someone who exercises midday or later in the day. And, you know, you can take that or leave it. I know we're not all morning people, but maybe the resolution has more to do with getting up in the morning, getting out of the way early.
Well, and they do say that it is a little bit more healthy that way. As a wellness person, I guess if you get up and I know the day starts early for a lot of people, but hey, we're on the airwaves early on a Saturday morning via WBT here on the Carolina Outdoors. But it does start your engine that continues for the rest of the day versus that coming home from work thing at the end of the day. And then here you are revving up your metabolism or your engine, so to speak. So, hey, here's right. For getting up early.
That's right. And it also gives you the maximum amount of time with sunlight every day. A lot of folks struggle through the winter months with mood, with anxiety, and so much of that comes from just not getting a lot of sunlight in. We're not maybe drinking as much water, eating as healthy. And so when you get up first thing in the morning, it sets off a chain reaction. Not only are you getting up for healthy movement, but then you're also inspired to eat healthy so you don't sabotage your workout. You're spending that time in the sunlight, and then likely getting better rest at night if you're also exercising during the day.
And Sarah, you mentioned intentions and as far as achieving different goals. You know, I would think that if someone came in and said, hey, I want to run a 5K by the end of the year, or I want to run an 8K or whatever the biggest K's are, there would be almost, would there be a structured regimen? So taking baby steps, you know, hey, my intention is to do this year. Here's my accountability partner. And to get there each month, I'm going to achieve a different goal. Is that something that you work with?
Absolutely. I have an easy couch to 5K program that I do with a lot of folks who are, you know, looking to run their first race. Sometimes it's just, you know, it doesn't even have to be fast, but just that you are able to accomplish that 3.1 miles, you know, and maybe it has to do with weight loss or fitting into, you know, a special outfit for an event. Maybe there's a high school reunion coming up or a wedding or some other event that you're looking forward to. It looks different for everyone, but identifying your why is incredibly important in reaching and meeting your goals. When we forget why we're doing things, we begin to lose steam, to lose momentum, and it's hard to start again when you feel like you've dropped off.
Hey, I like what you said about do what you like, what you can commit to, whether it be walking the dog or going for an easy jog. But I'm going to hone in on what Sarah Pay does there at Kinetic Heights. You're an individual and a group coach that helps people, and you mentioned the couch to the 5K. But talk to us about coming over there and doing circuit exercising, or engaging you as an accountability partner, that can feel daunting for some of us because you mentioned Ninja. I've seen that stuff on television. That is crazy stuff there.
Well, we don't throw you into that in any of our adult classes unless you want to. We do have some adult classes for obstacle course training. A lot of people have gotten really into the mud races and the Spartans, and we do a lot of training for that here. But our K-Sweat classes are open to all fitness levels. It's essentially personal training in a group setting. You'll be here in a very welcoming environment. All of our trainers are well prepared to help everyone, rather you're, you know, a pro athlete or you've never lifted a finger or stepped into a gym in your life. Plenty of people walk into our classes with no experience. They take things at their own pace. We work with them on form, on breath, helping them to achieve their best, whatever that might look like each day. And every day it's a little bit different. So you come in, we'll check in with you, kind of see where you are, how you're feeling. There is a specific workout each day that you follow. You do it with a class. Very simple. We don't, you know, ask anyone to do anything that they're not capable of.
Play bigger, reach higher, live bolder. This is one of the resolutions, and I think we can maybe keep this one. Kinetic Heights is convenient to South Charlotte especially. It's right off of Providence Road there at Old Providence. We can go to kineticheights.com. Everything is there for us, and if in doubt, just give a phone call. Sarah Pay, thank you so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors and helping us maybe keep a resolution for 2019.
Well, you are welcome. Thanks so much for having me. Hope you're off to a great 2019. And do remember that finding the things that you love is the most important.
We've got some time to think about it, and then we're gonna engage you over there as our accountability partner, and we're going to make 2019 the best year ever. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Bye-bye.
He's Christopher Law, and I'm Bill Barty. We're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown. Stay tuned for more of the Carolina Outdoors.